Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Oh, Kirk Cameron. What a wiper. He's got his 409 and his greasy little greasiness. Oh. Boy, are you gonna get it now? Oh my god. Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm sitting here on my floor. I got a blanket on my lap because it's freezing outside, literally. It's -2 degrees today. And also on the blanket is my cat. Hi, Peppa. Peppa says hi. And she says, oh, I think I'm going to sit down. Oh, you think you're going to sit down and do some kitty business? Somebody's going to sit down and do some kitty business. So that's good. All right. All right. What am I doing? Where are we at? What's happening here? Okay. Oh, I had a pretty good night. I slept well. And then I woke up. And then I thought, wow, I slept pretty good. Then I rolled over and I went back to sleep for another hour and a half. Oh, that was awesome. So I got lots of good rest. And part of the reason I rested so well is because it's so cold. And I have yummy tea. We'll get into that in a minute. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I slept well. It's cold outside. It was cold overnight, so my furnace was on, and so my sinuses drained out, or got dried out, and then I woke up and I had this weird sinus thing, and I was sneezing my head off, and that was great. And now I'm feeling pretty sinusy free troubles. Ganooch, it's way too early for me to be even thinking about functioning. And I can feel cat claws in my ankle. That's a good baby. Shred up my ankles, but I have Banky armor. Right, so the only thing I can do right now is sit here. Sit here and drink tea. It's so good. I like it. Now you might be wondering, Tobe, what kind of tea are you drinking today? Well, I'm drinking that new Longjing. The Longjing Longjing. The Lion Hill Dragon Well. And it's pretty good. I'm not sure if I have it completely dialed in yet and how to brew it, temperature-wise and time-wise and everything, but, man, I'm close enough that this is some pretty good stuff. It has a little bit less of a mintiness to it and a little bit more of that buttery kind of tamarind sort of... It's wild. It's really good. It's interesting. I'm having a lot of fun drinking it. And, yeah, that's about all I've got for you in tea news today. Oh. It might be kind of a slow day. It might be kind of a slow show today, because... Well... I don't have anything.
This is gonna be a boring show, right, Dingins? Look at this little fluffy kitty in here. Hi, you're a good baby.
I like fluffy kitties. Oh, that reminds me of another thing. I was kind of thinking I need some art supplies. But, no. I don't want to go to the art supply store. Because it's expensive. And I'll just spend a lot of money. And then when I'm leaving the art supply store, I'll just go, oh, I think I'll just stop at the grocery store, because it's right across the street, and then I'll buy more candy. Although, I could buy more tea. Oh, and that's one of the things we have to talk about, the candy that I bought at the store. Remember I mentioned that I bought the two bags of Japanese domestic market Hi-Chews? I had two of those last night, and I about lost my mind, and I don't know, I guess we need to save that for the candy report. We don't need to talk about it now. So as I look over here at my notes, what did I write down? Yeah, lots of interesting stuff that's way too philosophically deep to get into on an episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. But maybe we can just touch on it for a second. I thought of something funny. At least it was funny to me. I'm sort of getting annoyed with all the superhero movies. I've been tired of superhero movies for a long time now, but now I'm just sort of actively getting sick of them, literally. Like, as soon as I see another, oh look, here's the new superhero movie, blah. Oh look, it's the newest superhero, blah. Right, so I have to hear a lot of people say a combination of words that I really hate. Here's three words that I hate when they're put together. Marvel Cinematic Universe. I don't need to hear anything more about the Marvel Cinematic Universe or who's in it. Or people who want to be in it. Or people who say, if you could be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, who would you be? You mean you wouldn't be yourself? Yourself isn't your first choice? Yeah. You're a freaking loser. Oh my god. Be yourself. You are your own hero. You are your own god. Anyway, I got so sick and tired of hearing Marvel Cinematic Universe that I thought, okay, if I can't be me in this universe that I'm already in, which is a pretty goddamn awesome universe, loving every second of it, what universe would I choose? And everybody wants to be in a cinematic universe, in a cinematic universe. No, I don't want to be in a cinematic universe. I want to be in a literary universe. I want to be a member of the Rabelaisian literary universe. As myself. You know, I've always wanted to be a fictional character. And I've always wanted to be a cartoon character. So I know what you're thinking. So, Tub, you want to be a fictional cartoon character? No, not necessarily. But I do want to... I do want to be in the Rabelaisian literary universe. But now I know what you're thinking. You think, yeah, but Tob, what book do you want to be in? Well, you mean books, plural? I want to be a recurring character. Does this make any sense to... Little sinus attack, go to the music!
Okay, Brenda?
Fund it.
Present! Efternamme Kate! Present! Ghost Bear! Ghost Bear! Uh-oh, tardy again. Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And, Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent forever.
It's time for the candy report. You knew that as soon as the music started. What delicious candy did I eat last night? Boy, did I have some exotic fruit-flavored adventures last night. Yes, I did. Here's all the wrappers. Oh, and these are some most exotic wrappers. Look at this. First of all, I started the night off with, that's right, the Kasgai Lychee Gummy. And I worked on that for a while, and I thought, this is delicious. How can I make it more deliciouser? So I bolstered the flavor with, that's right, a sour guava. And I said, wow, this is the greatest candy combination ever. If I had my own candy company, we would make this candy. It would be combination lychee and sour guava. Exotic. And if that wasn't enough for you, then I decided to break open the bag of Japanese domestic market high chews, and the first one I went with was the peach. And I would not know it was peach because it didn't taste like peach. It was more like apricot, which made it more delicious, but it also reminded me of these weird mints that you can get here in the States. You can't tell what flavor they are. They're just barely any mint mixed with a barely any cinnamon, and you get this weird combination, and that's what this reminded me of. And now I'm just absolutely freaking out over these peach high chews. And then I had a JDM grape high chew, and it wasn't really that grapey so much as it was musket, which was weird because if you get the American market high chews, they are American grape. But no, if you get the Japanese domestic high chews, Pippa has stolen the wrap. Where are you going with them? Oh, God damn it. All right, so that was the candy report. Pippa tried to steal the wrappers. She tried to steal the grape domestic Japanese haichu wrapper. Oh, what a wacky cat.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Beef tacos. I do like tacos. Am I having tacos for lunch today? No. No, I am not. What am I going to eat for lunch today? I don't know. I had a noodle freak out yesterday. Did I mention that? Did I say I was going to eat noodles yesterday? I think I mentioned yesterday that I might make soup. And I had lots of options. Oh, I might make some mushroom soup. I might make some kind of ramen or blah, 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 or whatever. Soba or udon. I got lots of different kinds of noodles. I've got the bifun, even. Tons of them. Just like pounds. Miles of noodles. That's how you measure a noodle. It's by the mile, Tub. What's a mile? It's a noodle kilometer. So anyway, yesterday I thought, it's time for some noodles. And I was going to just like sort of straight up make regular kind of sort of ramen. But then I went crazy and started throwing in all the spicy pepper. And so I had super spicy noodles with fried onions. Oh, so good. And then I made more noodles. So I ate a little bit too much noodles last night. Although that's not really true. It's not like I had too much. Because these are oat and wheat noodles. So they're not as wheaty. So they're not as gluteny. So they got lots of oats in them. So I can eat more. I was oating it up. I love oats. Hey, I'm just reminded of something. And now we gotta look this up. What was that? What was that called? Fruity OT bars? Come on, I know there's some nerds out there, some Whedonverse, some Josh Whedon cinematic universe nerds who know what fruity OT bars are. Oh boy. Yeah. Fruity OT bars. And if you think that was weird, it gets a hell of a lot weirder, kids. 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody loves their fruity OT bars. That's for damn sure. Yeah, a little more backwards action. Odie Fruity Bar, Fruity Odie Bars. And before that, of course, we heard Telstar by the Tornadoes. And our other musical selection, which I forgot to mention back there, was Runaway by Del Shannon. And maybe some of the more observant of you have realized that, oh, is there a secret theme to this episode of the Dubious Goals Committee? Maybe. But what could it be? Oh, Pippa has returned. Hi, baby. What you doing? You being a fluffy numpler? Yes, look at your fluffiness. So, yeah. What do you think, Pippa? Is there a secret theme to this episode of the Dubious Goals Committee? And if so, what is it?
What is it, fluffiness?
Oh my goodness, kitties don't know. Do kitties need a hint?
Do you need a hint?
I'll give you a hint. Maybe it's a musical instrument.
もうそのバグった 3D ゲームみたいな走り方かわいい。
もう誰にでも言ってるでしょそれ。もうやだ、プレイボーイ、プレイボーイ。アップちゃん。
So what do you think, Peppa? I've got a fluffy, fluffy cat loaf sitting right here next to me. Look at your prominent guard hairs. You're so fluffy. That last song we heard was Little Red Monkey by Frank Chaxfield. That's some wacky stuff. That's some wacky stuff from the age of Exotica. What was that, 1953, 1954? Jeez. Wow, you're probably wondering, Tobe, why didn't you just drop some Esquivel on us? Yeah, well, no, that's, we don't... Not this late in the game. Oh, where are you going? Where are you going, Fluffiness? Okay, the cat is leaving. And the cat is wandering over into... Yeah, she's going into the other room to get a delicious kitty snack. Maybe some Ducky Chunks and a delicious drink of kitty water.
We love kitty water.
Kitty water is a yummy, delicious thing around here. Speaking of yummy and delicious, I think I need some more tea. Some more of this Lion Hill Dragon Well. Mmm. It's so good. Oh, here comes my cat. Where are you going? Oh, she jumped over me. She's... Uh-oh, the cat's going over into the synth zone. Oh, she stopped. She's scratching the back of her neck. Here's the thing. She is right between a good kitty napping spot and the synth zone. So is she going to go sleep on the kitty banky? Or is she going to try to crawl underneath the banky that keeps the dust off all the synth? She's standing there, looking back and forth between each of her options. Wow. We are witnessing the decision-making process of a cat. And now she's just licking her toes. Oh, what's she doing? Is she... Nope. No, she just now decided to investigate a piece of lint that seems to be stuck in the carpet. Absolutely fascinating kitty action here today on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Every single day, people. Holidays, weekends, every single day. At 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. And I'm out of here.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.